So now this is phase three, where we make specific combinations of rhythms to join together into a single phrase. Typical phrase length is like 2 bars. In this particular case, we're doing 4-bar phrases. And all I'm going to do is refer to number one on your sheet. And if you haven't read this before, you can simply, if you haven't read sheet music, you know, these symbols, if there's only one symbol in the bar, it means it's a whole note. It takes up all 4 beats. That's where they get their names. You know, whole note is called that because it takes up the whole bar. Half note is worth 2 beats each. They take up half a bar. Quarter note, which is bar 3, 4 of them, take up 1 beat or a quarter of a bar. Okay, so if we count off 4 beats and we'll play number one together, it's going to sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whole note, 2, 3, 4. Half, half. Quarter, 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 quarter. Half, half. Again, we're just using any notes of the A minor pentatonic. You can do any position you like, but stick with my rhythms, okay? And you can, if you have trouble with that particular phrase we just did, you can loop it over and over. So, like demonstrating this, I'm not going to do this for every single one, but if you're having trouble with any rhythms, any phrase coming up, you don't have to play them with me. Just loop it, put a repeat sign after the 4th bar, and loop it around and around. So demonstrating, and make up any notes, only the rhythm you're paying attention to. Any notes will do. 1, 2, 3, 4. That as many times as you want. Phrase number two goes half, half, quarter, 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 eighth, 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 quarter, quarter, half. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Repeat if you want. Phrase three. 1 and 2 and 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3, 1. Here we go. 3, 4. Okay, repeat that if you didn't get it. Phrase number four. It goes 1E and a 2, 3 and 4. 1E and a 2E and a 3, 4 and 1, 3, 4, 1 and 2, 3. So if this is getting too, I'm going faster on purpose because you can fill in the gaps on your own. But if you need to write down underneath the examples, then that's what you would write. You would write 1E and a over the first, under the first 4 notes, and then 2 on that 2nd quarter note, and 3 and on the next 2 8th notes, and then 4 on the last note of that bar. So the whole thing would sound like, again, 1E and a 2, 3 and 4. 1E and a 2E and a 3, 4 and 1, 3. 4, 1, and 2, 3. So it sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4. Again. Example number five is 1, 2, and 3, E and a 4. 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2, 3 and a 4 and a 1, 3. It sounds like this. Oh, my last one, sorry. Okay, even I make mistakes. So one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4. Again. Example number 6, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and a 1, and a 2, and 3, 1, 1, and a 2, 3, and 4. These are getting progressively harder, and if you're not able to hang with these, don't worry about it. At least what we're doing is we're mixing up the rhythms. You can write down your own rhythms. Write down more examples in the areas of ones, two, and threes, just with eighth notes, quarter notes, half notes, and whole notes. You don't have to get to 16th notes yet. By the way, I haven't done any rests. I'm making these. If you think these are hard, I don't want to scare you, but I'm actually making them very sort of boxy, you know. I'm not writing any, first of all, we're not doing any rests, okay? That introduces a whole other level of reading. This isn't supposed to be about reading. So if you're having trouble reading these exercises, don't worry about it. Just as long as you can play a mixture of quarters, and we'll come to this in the next section, if you're able to make up phrases that vary the quarters, eighths, wholes, sixteenths, etc. Even if you don't do 16s, just eighths, quarters, halves, wholes would be plenty. And also, just for those of you who might be more musically well-informed, I deliberately left out triplets. There's eighth note triplets and half note triplets and 16th note triplets, quarter note triplets. I deliberately left all those out just for simplicity's sake. You could drive yourself nuts with this stuff. And we will drive you nuts with it, haha. And it'll be well worth it. It'll be so much fun for you guys to be able to play all kinds of fun rhythms. I'm purposely not writing any rests, and B, I'm not writing any triplets or anything. But if you're having trouble reading these exercises, don't worry about it. As long as you can make up phrases that combine the different elements, if you can feel the difference. See, rhythm is a feeling thing. I don't want you to overanalyze these things. There was only 12 notes in our Western world, so you can wrap your head around that. But there are millions of rhythms. So there's no way, I've said this so many times in the lessons, there's no way you could, you know, think about rhythms. You feel rhythms. If you can't feel them, you won't be able to play them. So this is not supposed to be a sight reading workout over here. This is just a reference for being able to make up different phrases. And so if you're having trouble with this particular bit, and you're getting frustrated, just go right to section 4, where we're going to make up 1-bar, 2-bar, and 4-bar phrases, which are with our different rhythmic elements. However, I'm going to put down one more. Number 7 is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1e, and a 2e, and a 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 3. Here it goes.